You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? We are back for some IDP talk. Let's get down to biz. We are covering the top 10 IDP linebackers from 2024. We're going to break down some of their stats and let you know where they're going to be ranking for this year in my eyes as well. A lot of things change for IDP. A lot of free agents going to hit the market this year. Let's see if their teams re-sign them. Shout out to the crew that is rocking with us right now. And if you want to get in to an IDP league, just make sure you go to 420crew.com. We got a lot of leagues that are starting. We got some orphan teams available as well and some dynasty leagues. Here we go. Let's start off with the top dog, Zaire Franklin. Look at the amount of points there, 358 points. You look at his week to week, really the only bad game that I see there is week 11 when he only had 8 points. Other than that, double-digit points in every single game. Doing what he does for the season, the last three seasons have just been money ever since Shaq Leonard is not the guy who we thought he was. Just he's old.
Simmons is old.
So for Zaire, just killing it. Another killer year. And let's see. So 173 total tackles, led the league. 93 of those were solos. We like seeing him over the 100 mark. He had 80 assisted tackles, though. Just insane. 11 tackles for loss and 2 interceptions. That made a little bit of a difference this year as well. And if you guys don't know the scoring, it's IDP 123. If you don't know what that scoring is, it's the default scoring on Sleeper. And you can also just go search on YouTube, IDP 123 scoring. If you want to put in Fantasy Football Hustler, my video will show up right at the top there. And yeah, I would say the area where he really didn't decline in anything except solo tackles. Last year he had 107 solos. This year he has 93. Difference of 14 tackles for sure, but he mixes in the 2 INTs. He didn't have any last year. Played an extra game this year compared to last year. Exact same amount of passes defended. He had 6. 5 forced fumbles, so he stepped it up there as well. 3.5 sacks as opposed to 1.5 the year before. And yeah, just a little hit in the solos. He had 179 total tackles last year, had 173 this year, and that led the league. 11 tackle for losses as well. So a lot of big things going to be happening for Zaire Franklin. I got to keep him as my number one. I had him, I believe he was at my 1 or 2 last year, and I got to leave him there. I don't see the Indianapolis Colts taking a huge bump up in offense. So either way, he is going to be playing a lot of snaps. And that's really what keeps his totals high for all of his tackles. That's really what it's all about. 173 total tackles to lead the league. Zaire Franklin is the man. Shout out to TJ. What up? What up? Yeah, Raider Jack, that IDP 123. Crispy in the house. And Johnny said there's some really good orphans if anyone would like to win right away. Yes, sir. Definitely is. So Zaire Franklin finishes as number one in IDP 123 scoring. And look who finishes number two, Zach Bond. And it all started from that very, very first game where he locked down 42 total points there and became the waiver wire darling for IDP last year. I don't think he was drafted in very many leagues, if any. And you look at his points for the season, that game right there against the Rams in week 12, 5 points, but that was it. Outside of that, double-digit points in every single game. We don't know if he's going to stay with the Eagles, so it's good. I can't rank him in the top five, but I will rank him inside the top 10 as of right now. But it all depends on where he goes. Eagles, they should re-sign him, but N'Kobe Dean, Jeremiah Trotter, like, they've been drafting a lot of youth over there. And I mean, outside of N'Kobe Dean getting hurt, like, he was killing it this year as well. But that's one of the things that sucks about Zach Bond, is there is no guarantee where he's going to be playing. The Eagles should re-sign him, but because of the year that he had, getting that interception in the Super Bowl, the crazy diving one, like, his value is on the rise for the league. So yeah, that's one thing that we're going to have to pay attention to, is where's he going to be going? Where is he going to be going? But now, as far as the stats go, I mean, this year, super breakout year for him. He played on New Orleans every year before this, and this is his first, like, real season that we need to talk about. Outside of this, like, he wasn't rosterable. 151 total tackles. Insane total there. I mean, that's no 173 like Zaire Franklin, but he did have 93 solos. He had 58 assisted, he had one INT, 4 passes defended, 5 forced fumbles, 3.5 sacks, same as Zaire. Guys like them don't really rush the QB too much, so any kind of sack QB hit, anything like that, that's just icing on the cake. But yeah, Zach Bond, I wish I could rank him higher, but he is still going to be in my top 10. We got to find out where he's going to go in free agency. We may hear something about the Eagles re-signing him. We may have to wait until mid-March to hear where he's actually going. But yeah, Zach Bond, he killed it this year. And IDP waiver wire darling, probably the biggest waiver wire darling on either side of the ball, offense or defense. Here you go. Robert Spillane, next man up here. So he was one of the guys who I had in my top 25. I think I had him maybe at 15, 16, something like that. I can't even remember where I had him at last year, but he was for sure inside the top 25, because I did that top 25 video. And just look at his numbers there on the points. Week 12. Man, week 12 was an off week for a few people. That's his only single-digit game, was week 12. And you look, just back-to-back years, over 300 points. Definitely been handling biz with the Raiders. And it's because the Raiders suck. Like, on offense, like, they just not able to get the time of possession where you want it to be. So that means good things for the IDP players, especially a guy like Robert Spillane, who's been killing it. He had 158 total tackles. Really anything, when you're just flirting with 150 or anything over 150, that's just so many tackles. 91 of those were solos, 7 passes defended. He did have 2 INTs as well, 10 tackle for losses. He should be fine with, I don't think that his contract is up or anything. I don't think his contract is up. I don't know if I'm going to have him inside the top 5, but I got to keep him inside the top 10 with Bond, maybe closer to the bottom of the top 10 as of right now. These guys they're a little old, you know, 28, 29.
Simmons is old!
But that's like when some of these linebackers really start to hit their stride in their prime. Like, they have to prove it too, because they're not on big contracts more often than not. So yeah, Robert Spillane, he's definitely going to be staying inside the top 10 for me. Caden Ellis. Well, I guess it all depends. If we got Kirk Cousins, maybe he stays the same. If it's Michael Penix, he might rise. I mean, look at his numbers there. They didn't have any single-digit games. No single-digit games for Caden Ellis. I mean, just game after game. Let's see, how many did he have over 20? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games over 20. And it was really that week 13 through week 17. Like, man, he killed it for you if you had him repping your IDP squad. This is back-to-back years where last year, really good. Not like this year, though. Top four. Let me go pull up all of his stats here because Sleeper doesn't give you the full breakdown. I hate how they only have the total tackles. And he had 151 total. 85 of those were solos. That's a lot. Yeah, and he raised his combined tackles by a nice percentage, raised the solo tackles by a few, and then a lot more assisted tackles as well. Wasn't going after the quarterback as much as he did last year, and that's what's crazy. But he had more sacks this year than last year. He had 5, 8 tackle for losses as well. So even though he rushed the quarterback probably a little bit less percentage-wise, probably played more snaps, and overall, he probably rushed the quarterback more, just percentage-wise, it was down. 3 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, had an INT as well. Yeah, he was money. I feel super nervous about putting him in the top 5, but I feel like I'm going to rank him probably around, I mean, I feel like it's going to be Caden Ellis and Bon and Spillane that are like my 8, 9, 10, just like rounding out the top 10 here. But yeah, Caden Ellis, he killed it. I'll tell you who's going to be in my top 5 again, though. Jordan Brooks. So yeah, Jordan Brooks needs to be there. Outside of week 1, hey, shout out to Hollywood. What up, Hollywood? Outside of week 1, he didn't have any single-digit games. Everybody was sleeping on Jordan Brooks. I know he had wrist surgery, they said. He did play all 17 games. He almost had 300 points. He was just 1 point shy of 300. And I don't think the wrist surgery is going to keep him anywhere out of training camp or anything like that. And he's the youngest out of everybody that we showed so far. He was just on a new team last year, so a lot of people were hating on it, thinking that because Seattle didn't want him, that he wasn't good. But, man, he killed it. Did what he's been doing these last couple years. Played all 17 games, 143 total, 143 total tackles, 86 solos, 3 sacks, 6 passes defended, 2 fumble recoveries. He's just year after year, he just kills it. So, yeah, Jordan Brooks, he might be number 5 on my list, but he for sure will be in the top 5 for me of IDP overall players and specifically linebackers, definitely. Van Ginkle, man, I would love to keep Van Ginkle up there. He's probably going to be for linebackers, probably in my top 15. For defensive linemen, he'll be in the top 10 for sure. I mean, let's see how many single-digit games he had. He had 1 there, 2 there. 3, 4. Yeah, see, I guess what sucked with Van Ginkle was weeks 14 and 15, he had the single-digit games, and then week 17 as well, championship week. Yeah, it just sucked, man. I mean, week 16, he did great, but 2 out of the 3 games, it was not good at all. And what Hollywood said, I picked him up during the offseason once I heard he was going to be starter over Devin White. Yeah, hell yeah. Talking about Bond, right? Yeah, so the Van Ginks, for defensive linemen, I mean, he killed it for, I mean, even for linebackers, he killed it as well. Finished in the top 6. Let's see how many solos he had. Because now this is the first outside linebacker that we are mentioning on this list. All the other guys were interior linebackers. So you're going to see a difference on his combined tackles, 79. I mean, that's why I would just not have him like as high. He did have 11 and a half sacks, though. That's insane. So for the DL, as far as the DLs go, he's still going to, I feel like he's going to be in the top 5 for me somewhere for the DLs. But for linebackers, I'll say top 15 because we just can't bank on this kind of consistency. But because he does have the dual designation, that's why he's showing up. And yeah, Giants said 300 points is crazy for a DL. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, and it's the 50 solos. Like, that's really what kept his points way up there is the 50 solos. I mean, 11 and a half sacks, I mean, that's good. It's not great, but it's really, really good. And that's a lot of points throughout the season as well. Yeah, and the big thing, he had the 2 defensive touchdowns as well. So even if that, you know, it only equates for 6 points on the touchdown, but, man, the morale. How it raises the morale of your IDP players is insane. Yeah. So Van Ginkle, he's definitely going to be up there. Now, here's the first guy who I don't know if he's going to be up here or not. I will not be ranking Sherwood inside the top 10. I'll say inside the top 25 for now, but it depends on where he goes because he's going to hit free agency. I who knows if the Jets are going to re-sign him. I don't know. I don't know what the Jets are doing. I don't know what the hell their plan is. But, yeah, Sherwood killed it. So let's go backwards. Like, we won't even count week 18. But how many single-digit points? Let me see. One. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty much a full-time starter, like, from the beginning, at least within the first 3 weeks there. So, yeah, he doesn't even have that many single-digit games. He killed it. But because of the free agency and because of, I mean, this was just his breakout year due to injuries. And depending on where he goes, is he going to get the same kind of snap count? We got to follow the money. He gets a nice little 3-year contract, you know, where he's getting, I don't know, let's say $6 to $10 million like per year. Cause I don't know if he even warrants like more than that. Oh, he's a Capricorn. Capricorn's and same birthday as me, January 12th. 98 solo tackles. He led the league with 98 solo tackles, had 158 total, 2 sacks. Yeah, it was only the first game of the year that he didn't start. That was it. Hey, shout out to Devo. What up, Devo? That was the only game of the year that he did not start. But yeah, free agency, that's what's going to make the difference on where I'm going to eventually rank him. He does deserve to be ranked in the top 25 for all IDP. I mean, that would be safeties. That would be D linemen as well. But yeah, Sherwood, he killed it. But because I don't know where he's going to land at, I'm going to say he's in the top 25, but that's about as high as I can rank him right now. Oh, yeah. Lavonte David, an oldie but a goodie. I'm going to put Lavonte inside the top. I'm going to say top 15. He might even be ranked 15 for me just because of how old he is. I mean, he's old.
Simmons is old.
He's the oldest guy that we've had on this list so far, 35 years old. Let me see. Two single-digit games. It sucks that one of them was week 17, literally the worst week that you could do that. I mean, this is just year after year for Lavonte, as long as he stays healthy. That's what it comes down to. As long as he stays on the field, he's always going to be cracking a bunch of points here. Let's see what his totals were for solos on the season. 76 solos, 122 combined. So he even took a little bit of a step back in the tackles department, but still stayed up there. He still stayed top 10. He had enough. One INT. 3 forced fumbles, 5.5 sacks. That's up. Yeah, I mean, they have him rushing the quarterback a little bit more. Last year, 4.5. The year before that, 3. So, yeah, Lavonte David, he is old.
Simmons is old!
But it's going to be hard to rank him outside of the top 15 because he just keeps getting tackles, man. Let's see. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2 more here. TJ Edwards. It was like a down year for him, but still top 10 in the linebackers. Let me see. How many single-digit games? One. Only had the one single-digit, but he had a handful under 15 points, which I really don't like it when you have under 15 points. I mean, this is his down year compared to his last 2 years. That's for sure. Because he didn't even crack. He didn't even crack 300, and he cracked 300 both of the years before. Total tackles, 129, and that's down from 155 the year before. 55! 79 solos. And it was probably, let's go look at his defensive snaps year over year. He actually played more snaps this year than he played last year. So that's interesting, and numbers are down. So just the efficiency wasn't there. Defense is probably scheming against him, running the opposite way whenever they can. But yeah, I'm still going to have him inside my top 10. He's too good. He's 28 years old. Even if we do think that Chicago's defense steps it up, or even if we think Chicago's defense like takes a step forward offensively, who knows if it's going to be that much forward that it's going to make him drop outside of the top 10. So yeah, I still got to rank him inside the top 10 somewhere. And then number 10, look at that. I wonder how many points. Let's see the point differential between him and Roquan. So Jermaine Pratt, 279 on the nose. And I'm guessing Roquan, 279 on the nose also. Okay, so Jermaine Pratt and Roquan Smith. I think I ranked Roquan maybe seventh last year, and I said he's a victim of circumstance because of how good the offense is, that it's just going to keep him off the field for a big percentage of the time. And it did, but he still finished top 10 points-wise. So let's go with Jermaine Pratt first. Oh, dang. And I guess 7 days ago, Jermaine Pratt requested a trade from the Bengals. He wants to get out of there. Let's see. How many single-digit games? Week 9 and week 18. We don't really care about week 18. So one single-digit game. Killed it in week 17, 22 points against Denver. His points are up. Compared to the last 2 years, he's been 212 and 22 in 23, 237, and then 279. And let's go see what the split was between his solo tackles and his assisted tackles. 143 total, 80 of them were solos, 63 assisted. He did have 2 INTs, 0 sacks. They did not have him getting after the quarterback at all. He did have 2 forced fumbles throughout the season as well. I feel like this year was kind of an outlier year. That's probably why he wants a trade, because probably not going to keep up. Even Logan Wilson was hurt for like a percentage of the year, but that's like their guy. So I'm going to say Jermaine Pratt will be in the top 25 for me, but until we find out if he's staying with the Bengals or if he's going somewhere else, I'm just going to say he's in the top 25. And then Roquan. Down year for him. Let's see. One single digit game, 2 single digit games, 2 single digit games. That's it. And 23 points in week 17. Shout out to Daniel Berry Sports Highlights. What up, bro? Let's go see what the split was between his assisted tackles and his solo tackles. 81 solos, 154 total tackles, 73 assisted, almost identical tackle numbers to last year. 1.5 sacks, that was identical. 1 forced fumble, 1 INT, same as last year. So he didn't really change that much from last year to this year. Very consistent. And you look at the points, I mean, it's 20 points less. I mean, there was a couple tackles, that was a difference. Let me see. One less QB hit, one less tackle for loss. Yeah, I mean, really, he was down 4 total tackles, 3 of them solos. And, yeah, down a tackle for loss, down a QB hit. But, yeah, Roquan, he's a victim of circumstance. I'm still going to rank him inside the top 10 because anything besides that is just blasphemous. I ranked him like 7th or 8th last year. He finished 10th. I'm good with that. And he's going to keep killing it. He's 27 years old. So no matter how you slice this, he's maybe about to hit his prime. That's crazy. Some of these guys really hit their prime in 28, 29. Roquan, I mean, he's been in the league since he's been like 20. So, yeah, I feel like he's already hit his prime. And let's see if he can get back over 300 points. All right. There we go. There's the top 10 IDP linebackers. We're going to be back tomorrow to break down the rest of the top 20. And we'll be doing the same thing for the D linemen. We'll be doing the same thing for the DBs. And as always, we're going to be providing more information to the paid members on Patreon. So go get over there at 420crew.com. And we will see you guys tomorrow. And let's see. Henley finished 13th, Johnny. So we'll be talking about him tomorrow. Him and N'Kobe Dean were tied, and they were right above Fred Warner. There we go. Yeah, Henley killed it. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save